ever heard the story of Aladdin's magic lamp?
我不知道你们有没有听到过这个阿拉丁神灯的故事。
You remember the story? He finds this magic lamp, and all of a sudden, this genie appears, and this genie offers to fulfill any wish that he has.
阿拉丁找到了神灯，然后巨人出现了。巨人就说：“你有任何的愿望，我都让你能够实现。”
Now, it's a children's novel, a story. Do you remember what he wished?
这是给孩子们听的神。你们还记得他的愿望是什么吗？
He was a single guy, and so you guessed it, he wished to marry the most beautiful girl in all of the kingdom.
当时他是个单身汉，他就想要娶一个在王国里面最漂亮的女孩。
There was only one problem with the most beautiful girl in the kingdom. She was the king's daughter.
但是呢，有一个问题就是那个最漂亮的女孩是皇帝的女儿。
So Aladdin's thinking, I've got to impress the king in order to get the hand of his daughter in marriage.
所以阿拉丁就想，那我一定要讨皇帝的喜欢，这样的话我才能娶到他女儿。
And that led him to the second wish. He wished that genie would make him the richest person in all of the kingdom to impress the king.
这样就使他有了第二个愿望，他要巨人使他成为王国里面最有钱的，这样的话他就能够给那个皇帝造成很好的印象。
So you could say that Aladdin now has it all, right? He's got the girl, and he's got the most money in all of the kingdom. He has it all.
所以看起来阿拉丁什么都有了，他有最漂亮的女孩，也有也是最有钱的。
The story of Aladdin's lamp offers, however, a very intoxicating question that I want to ask you this afternoon.
阿拉丁神灯的故事其实给我们另外的启示，就是我今天要问大家的一个问题。
If that genie came to you this afternoon and said, "Ask me for anything," what would you ask from that genie?
如果那个巨人今天下午来到你的面前说你要求什么我就让你实现什么，你会要求什么呢？
And follow up question, do you think the thing that you asked for would really make you happy?
接下去的问题是，你是不是觉得当你的愿望都实现了之后，你会永远的高兴吗？
That's what I want to talk with you about for a few minutes this afternoon.
这就是我们今天下午要讨论的问题。
I invite you to turn with me to Mark chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Very familiar story of the healing of the paralyzed man.
请大家打开马可福音二章一到十二节，是讲一个瘫子的故事。
Okay, Mark chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. I'll read throughout to about verse 12. A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum,The people heard that he had come home. They gathered in such large numbers that there was no room left, not even outside the door, and he preached the word, preached the gospel to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them, and since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it, and then they lowered the mat, and the man was lying on.When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, Son, your sins are forgiven. Now some teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone? Immediately Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts, and he said to them, Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier?To say to this paralyzed man, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up, take your mat, and walk. But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. And so he said to the man, I tell you, get up, take up your mat, and go home. And he got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, we've never seen anything like this.
马可福音二章一到十二节， 过了些日子，耶稣又进了加百农，人听见他在房子里，就有许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地。耶稣就对他们讲道，有人带着一个摊子来见耶稣，是用四个人抬来的，因为人多不得进前，就把耶稣所在的房子拆了房顶，既拆通了，就把摊子连锁躺卧的褥子都坠下来。耶稣见他们的信心，就对摊子说，小子，你的罪赦了。有几个文士坐在那里，心里议论说，这个人为什么这样说呢？他说健忘的话了，除了神以外谁能赦罪呢？耶稣心中知道他们心里这样议论，就说，你们心里为什么这样议论呢？或对摊子说，你的罪赦了，或说，起来拿你的褥子行走，哪一样容易呢？但要叫你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。就对摊子说，我吩咐你起来拿你的褥子回家去吧。那人就起来，立刻拿着褥子当众人面前出去了，以致众人都惊奇，归荣耀与神，说，我们从来没有见过这样的事。
Okay, obviously you know the story of this paralyzed man who comes, why? He comes because he wants to be healed.
很明显的我们都知道这样一个故事，就是那个摊子来找耶稣，他是要想得到医治。
But I want you to get, what is the first thing that Jesus says to this paralyzed man? Verse 5.
但是我们从第五节来看，耶稣对那个摊子说的第一句话是什么？
What's the first thing he says to him? Son, your sins are forgiven.
他说，小子，你的罪赦了。
Now, if you're this guy, you're lying there on the mat, right? Waiting to be healed, and Jesus says, the first thing he says is, Son, I forgive you all of your sins. What would you be thinking?
如果你是那个摊子，你躺在那边等着耶稣来医治你，但是他就说你的罪得赦了，你会怎么想？
I'll tell you what I'd think. I'd say, Jesus, are you kidding me? Don't you get why I'm here? You don't simply seem to get it, Jesus. You know, I'm not here to be forgiven of my sins. I've got a bigger problem. I'm here to be healed. Wouldn't you think that way? That's what I would think.
我一定会想，耶稣啊，你是不是在开玩笑？我来这里是要得到医治，而不是要你来赦我的罪的。
You know, many times we feel that way, right? We feel, we're saying to Jesus, Jesus, don't you get it? This is my real problem over here, you know. You're tone deaf to what I'm really going through. And we say it all the time, Jesus, don't you get it? Don't you understand what I'm really going through?
我们很多的时候都会说，神啊，你是不是真的了解我的问题？
But Jesus knew something that this man didn't know. He knew that he had a bigger problem than being paralyzed.
但是耶稣知道那个摊子所不知道的事情，他有比他瘫痪更重要的问题。
And so what Jesus is trying to do with this guy is this. He's saying, I know you have a visible problem. We can all see the visible problem, but there is a greater problem in your life. It's an invisible problem.
耶稣想要摊子知道的是，除了他显而易见的问题之外，他还有隐藏的问题。
He's almost saying something like this to the man. He's saying, I know what you're thinking.
他其实在对那个摊子说，我知道你在想什么。
You're thinking, if Jesus heals me today, and I can go home and I can put on my Nike sneakers and start walking and running, then I'll never be unhappy again. That's what he's thinking, right?
那摊子一定会想，如果耶稣今天医治了我，我能够就此回家了，健康的行走，那我就会非常的高兴。
But you know what Jesus is saying? That's not true. You might, if I heal you, be happy for maybe 6 months or 1 year, but 5 years from now, that happiness will go back to unhappiness again.
耶稣知道这并不是事实，因为即使他医治了他，他那个摊子 在六个月到一年的时间内可能会感到很高兴，但是五年之后或者十年之后他就会有新的问题出现。
One of the great mysteries of life is that nothing ever seems to satisfy.
生活的神秘性在于并不是我们并不是那么容易满足。
We're always looking for something more, right? We think, man, this is going to satisfy me, and we get that, but we're disappointed. We're always looking for something more.
我们经常在追求新的东西。
Let me give an example.
举个例子来说。
Cynthia Heimel wrote a very interesting article for the Village Voice some time ago.
Cynthia Heimel, 她写了一篇很有趣的文章。
In this article, she said, I've known a lot of struggling actors and actresses who work as waiters and waitresses.
她说她认识很多在挣扎中的演员，他们呢在饭店里面打工。
And she says, I've talked to them and they all tell me, if only I could get the big break, if only I could become a famous actor or actress, I would be incredibly happy.
他们都告诉她说，如果有一天我转运了，我成了一个名演员的话，那我就会非常的高兴。
And she said, I've seen it time and time again. They get the big break and they become famous.But she said, I've noticed they are actually unhappier than they were when they were working as waiters and waitresses.
她说其实她看到那些成名的演员们，他们在成名之后比以前做在饭店打工的时候更不高兴。
And she finished her article by saying, the longer I meet celebrities, the more I feel sorry for them, I pity them,because they are among the most unhappy people in America.
他说我进一步了解他们之后就觉得我真的为他们感到可怜，因为他们是全美国最不快乐的人群。
You see, the root of our unhappiness goes far deeper than we realize. And that's why, instead of instantly healing this guy, he first of all dealt with the real problem in his life. Do you see?
我们问题的根源其实要比那些眼见的那些问题要深得多，所以耶稣要告诉他那更深一层的问题。
In other words, what Jesus was saying to this guy is, he says, I want to take you deeper. I want to go far, far deeper into your life than merely healing you.
换句话说，耶稣是要提醒那个瘫痪的人，他要把他带到更深一层的去思考他生活中的问题。
I don't know if you've ever read C.S. Lewis's The Narnia Tales, but there's a very interesting story in one of those tales.
我不知道你们有没有读过那个《Narnia》的一套丛书。
There's this boy named Eustace in one of these tales, and he's a real jerk. I mean, no one likes him. He doesn't like anyone. Eustace is someone that just can't get along with anyone.
在书中有一个男孩，他的名字叫尤斯塔斯。这个孩子呢，是大家都不喜欢他的。
One day, Eustace wanders into this cave on this island.
有一天呢，尤斯塔斯到了一个岛上的一个洞里面。
And he can't believe his eyes because he sees this incredible treasure, all kinds of jewelry, treasure in this cave.
他不能相信自己的眼睛，因为在洞里面他看到各种各样的珠宝。
And he says, I'm rich, I'm rich. But he doesn't know that a dragon lives in this cave.
他说，哦，现在我有钱了。但是呢，他不知道在那洞里面有一条龙。
And that night, while he is sleeping, guess what? Eustace becomes a dragon.
那天晚上，当他在睡觉的时候呢，尤斯塔斯变成了一条龙。
And when he wakes up in the morning and he sees he's a dragon, he panics and he says, "I want to go back to being a boy again."
当他醒过来，看到自己变成一条龙的时候，他就非常的吃惊。他说：“我要回到以前，我要仍旧做一个男孩。”
So he says, "Well, you know, all I have to do is peel the dragon skin off." So he starts peeling the dragon skin off. And just when he thinks he's succeeded, he sees there's another layer below the skin that he had just torn off.
他就想他把那个龙皮把它剥掉，这样的话就能够回到人形。但是呢，当他剥掉一层的时候，他又看到下面还有一层。
So he said, well, I'll do it again. You know, and he peels another layer off, only to see that there's another layer underneath that of dragon skin still remaining.
他剥了下面一层，然后又看到，里面还有一层。
He said, I'll try it again. Third time, still doesn't succeed. A third layer of dragon skin remained.
然后第三次他又试了，里面还有一层。
And then all of a sudden, if you ever read the stories, Aslan the lion appears. Aslan is a picture of Jesus Christ.
突然之间啊，那个狮子出现了。那个狮子就是在这个童话里面的啊，耶稣的化身。
And Aslan the lion comes up to Eustace and he says, "You're going to have to let me go a lot deeper, a lot deeper."
狮子就对那个尤斯塔斯说，你要让我到更深入的地方去。
And Aslan the lion took his powerful fist, and the first tear went so deep that Eustace screamed out in pain. He thought it was going all the way into his heart. It went so deep.
然后狮子就抓着他的身体，那尤斯塔斯感觉到他好像那个抓的力气好像要进入到他的心脏一样。
He said, something I've never hurt as much in all my life as this tear that the lion just did in me.
那尤斯塔斯说，在我一生当中，我从来没有听到过这样的那种撕扯的声音。
But the lion had torn off his skin, and then the lion said to Eustace, now go bathe in the water. And when he came up, guess what? He was now a boy again.
那个狮子把尤斯塔斯的身上的皮全部的那个扯掉，然后叫他到水里面去洗澡。等他从水里面出来的时候，他又变成了一个男孩。
Do you see the point? He didn't go deep enough. When Eustace was trying to tear off his own skin, he didn't go deep enough, and it didn't hurt. But when Aslan the lion did, he went really deep, and it hurt, but it was successful.
当尤斯塔斯自己试着要扯掉那个皮的时候，他没有深入的那个撕扯进去，所以呢，他没有成功。当狮子来做的时候呢，就是很深入的进一步的做了彻底的撕扯，所以就成功了。
You know, maybe Jesus is saying to some of you here today, I want to take you deeper. I want to go deeper in your life.And you're afraid because you know it will hurt. And it will hurt, but with the hurt will come spiritual healing.
可能耶稣今天对我们在座的人说，我要到你的内心深处晋升。可能这样的话我们会感到痛苦，但是我们会得到灵性上的完善。
But let's get back to the story. Verse 6, After he said to this man, Son, your sins are forgiven, the religious leaders had a fit, didn't they?
第六节我们看到，当耶稣跟他说，小子，你的罪赦了，那些文士坐在那里，心里就在议论了。
And they said, who is this guy? He's blaspheming because only God can forgive sins.
他们说这个人为什么这样说呢？他说健忘的话了。除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？
You know what? They're right. Only God can forgive sins. So Jesus was claiming here to be what? To be God himself.
其实他们是对的，只有神能够赦罪。但是耶稣在这里，他就是神，所以他能够赦罪。
Let me give an illustration of what Jesus was really getting at.
我现在要举个例子。
I've got two deacons in our church. One a guy by the name of Marcus, and another one by the name of Ron. And I said, let's suppose that Ron, Marcus, and I are taking a walk after church.
我们教会有两个执事。我有一次说，那我们三个人一起在教会礼拜结束之后，我们去散个步。
And all of a sudden, Marcus turns around and he hits Ron right in the face. He smacks him right in the face.
突然之间，有一位执事，他回过头来把另外一位执事，就是正面朝他打了一下。
Now here's the question. What would you think if when I saw this, I turned to Marcus and I said, "That's okay. I forgive you for hitting him. That's all right. It's all over." I'll tell you what. The guy who got hit would say, "He didn't hit you. He hit me, right?"
如果我看到这样的情形，我对那个打人的说，没有关系，我现在原谅你了，就这样吧。那个被打的一定会说。
You see, you can only forgive someone who has sinned against you. And the point is here, when Jesus said, "I forgive you of your sins," he's claiming to be God because he's saying the sins that that guy had been committing were against him. He was claiming to be God.
所以我现在要讲的意思就是说，你能够原谅的是一个人，他对你犯了罪。 所以在这里，耶稣是因为那个摊子，他的罪是对神犯的，所以只有耶稣能够原谅他。Okay,
now Jesus asks a very interesting question. I'm going to ask you the same question. In verse 9, he says, "Which is easier for me to say, your sins are forgiven, or rise, take up your bed and walk?" Which is easier for Jesus to say?
第九节，耶稣说， 对摊子说你的罪赦了，或说起来拿你的褥子行走，哪一样容易呢？
Well, first you'd say it's a lot easier for him to say your sins are forgiven than to heal, right? Because it takes a lot of power to heal someone. You can go around saying, "I forgive you of your sins." So it would seem easier for him to say your sins are forgiven than to get up and walk, right?
可能你会说， 说你的罪赦了这句话，比医治一个人更容易。
But I want to tell you, it was infinitely harder for Jesus to say, "Your sins are forgiven," than to say, "Get up and walk." He could perform miracles just like that, but it was hard. Why? Because he realized that he's a holy God, and a holy God has to go to the cross to pay for the sins of the world.
你们要知道，对耶稣来说，行神迹是易如反掌的，但是要饶恕人，是要靠着十字架的救恩。The
big idea then, as we close of this story, is this: that Jesus always wants to deal with the deepest problems in your life.
我们今天要讲的主题就是，耶稣是要解决我们生活中的最深层的问题。
There's a guy by the name of Steve Guttenberg, who used to be a famous actor back in the 80s.
有一位叫Steve Guttenberg的，他在80年代的时候是一位有名的演员。
And he wrote an article just this last week in which he made a very interesting statement. He said that being famous is the new religion in America today.
他在上星期写了一篇文章说， 出名是在美国的一个新的一个文化。
And then he said, imagine this. Imagine if Jesus and Brad Pitt and George Clooney were to be walking down Fifth Avenue, who do you think would get the most attention?
他说，想象一下，如果耶稣基督和 Brad Pitt 和 George Clooney 三个人 走在纽约大街上的话，谁会得到更多的关注？
He says it wouldn't even be close. People would totally ignore Jesus, and they would pay attention to George Clooney or to Brad Pitt. It wouldn't even be close.
他说，对那三个人的关注的程度，根本是距离相差太远了。人家不会看耶稣基督，而只会看 Brad Pitt 和 George Clooney。
And what he was saying is they're even bigger than Jesus in our culture.
他说的就是那些名演员在我们的文化里面要比耶稣基督更重要。That's
the new religion in America today, is being famous. The more famous you can become, the more happy you'll be.
这是我们美国文化中新的宗教，就是你越有名，你就越会高兴。
Let's suppose that Jeannie comes to you and says to you something like this. Got a deal for you. I'll make you the most famous person in the world. Do you think that would ultimately make you happy?
如果今天那个巨人来到你的面前说，我现在能够使你成为世界上最有名的人，你会不会从此而感到非常幸福呢？
I guarantee you, in the long run, it wouldn't make you happy, it would make you unhappier. You see, we are geared to seek for something more, and that something more is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Never forget that.
我敢保证，长期来说，你只会变成一个更不高兴的人。你要寻求的是一种永久的幸福，那就是与神保持良好的关系。
The Lord bless you.
愿神祝福你们。我们感谢魏德默牧师的证道。We thank Reverend Whitmore for the message. Now let's